Reedy's Mail.
Now, Reedy, the NRL has pitched a plan for not one, but three transfer windows. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously it's been one of the most controversial issues in rugby league when players can move between clubs. It's caused all sorts of headaches for clubs and the NRL because obviously at the moment you can sign with a club a year out, a year in advance. And then once you enter the final year of contract, we've seen that happen with a few blokes already this off-season, people like Steve Crichton. So they want to stop that happening. And the idea is you would earn the right to move early. So if you've been in the top 30 of the NRL for up to, say, 9 years or more, you could still sign a year out. If you're a new guy in the NRL, you've only just started, you would have to wait until July 1. And if you're sort of in that mid-tier range around the 5 years or more, 5 years to 9 years, you could sign around April 1. So basically what it would do is it would reward players for their longevity in the game, would give the more experienced guys an opportunity to settle their futures, as I said, potentially a year in advance still, but you'd have to earn that right. So it's been put to the players' union. Look, I've spoken to Clint Newton about it this morning. I get the feeling Clint's not overly keen on the idea. I think he'd like a bit more, I guess, information around how it would work and what impact it would have on the players. But, you know, it's a plan that's been put forward by the clubs. And obviously, it's a difficult issue for the game. It's been a difficult issue for a long time. We've tried all sorts of dates. And this is sort of an amalgamation of November 1 and June 30. And, I mean, I don't mind the idea, to be fair. I think, you know, if you give older guys who've been in the game a long time, if they get that reward to be able to move in advance, I think they're older guys who are mature enough to handle it and handle the speculation, the pressure they'd be under. I actually don't mind the concept. I don't know what you guys think about it.
Dale, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think it's a tough one because I think it brings the power back to the NRL, you know, not so much the players. So, look, the players, they're not keen on it. It didn't work years ago. I don't think it's going to work now, but we need to fix the game for the fans. The fans hate seeing, you know, players go 12 or 18 months apart, but they also got to remember that some of those players that don't get a go, they need to be able to transfer to another club. So I don't know what the answer is, but mate, we're still here. We're one of the best, you know, clubs and iconic games, and we still can't sort it out.
Reedy, a text message from Mitchell Pearce reveals he got a phone call from Benji Marshall. Now, are we going to see him heading to the Tigers anytime soon?
Look, I don't think so. Timmy Sheens has spoken about this today because I think people thought when they found out that Benji had reached out to Mitch Pearce, that Benji had gone off the reservation and done this, you know, off his own bat, and Tim wasn't informed because there's been all these sort of rumours going around that Tim and Benji aren't necessarily on the same page. They're not coexisting, I guess, in that sort of role where Tim's the head coach, Benji's his assistant. You know, Benji's going to take over down the track. And I think there's been lots of murmurs and whispers that things aren't all hunky-dory behind the scenes. So I think when we saw this story that, you know, Benji reached out to Mitch, the initial belief was that maybe he'd done it without Tim knowing. Now, Tim's come out the Savo and said, that's not right. Mm. I knew about it. Benji doesn't do anything without consulting me first. Look, the end result is it doesn't look as though it's going to happen because Mitch is locked into a contract. I think Catalans might be top of the league over there at the moment. And it's a short-term fix. And this club, you know, I think they need a long-term fix. They don't need a short-term one. The issue they've got is, obviously, they miss Mitch Moses. They're looking to England to a couple of guys over there, Georgie Williams, Lewis Dodd, but they're under contract. It's difficult to get those guys out of contract if they're locked into contract. So Piercy might have been a short-term option while they waited for those other guys to get out of those deals, but it looks as though it won't happen. So, you know, I think we'll see Mitch back in the NRL one day. I would expect it would be at the Roosters in like a number 14 or as part of an extended squad, but it doesn't look as though it'll be with the Tigers.
Well, Reed, I've got to say, we all love Latrell and Cody in the way they play.
Yeah.
Mate, they're pushing for their good mate, Jack Whiten. So we know they're all tight, mate. That'd be devastating having those guys all play together. And, you know, that Indigenous culture brand, and they're all good mates. Yeah. So, mate, it'd be massive if, I don't know, South, they'd really like the Roosters.
I would love that.
Yeah, well, they'd be like, where's the Sombrero, mate?
Oh, come on.
That's exactly what Latrell said. He said, I'd love to see Jack at the club, but I don't think we've got a Sombrero.
There you go. So great minds think alike.
But, I mean, obviously he's got a great relationship with Jack. I mean, it's probably not a realistic ambition for those guys to Look, you can imagine Jack would love to be there because he loves, obviously, has an amazing relationship with Luttrell. I mean, I was on the Kangaroo Tour with those guys, and Luttrell basically admitted that if Jack wasn't there, he might not have been able to survive on that trip because he was so homesick, and Jack sort of helped him get through it. Sure. So, you know, he would love to have Jack at the club. Cody Walker would love to have Jack at the club. But it's a, you know, it's a salary cap issue at the end of the day, and as he said, we don't have a sombrero. So I'm not sure how they can make it happen. Look, I think it'll be too difficult. Particularly when some other clubs are sniffing around Jack. I mean, the Dolphins are the obvious one who are looking at Jack White, and they've got plenty of money, the Dolphins. So it's a difficult one, but I'll tell you what, if they landed Jack White and stuck him in the centres with Campbell Graham, what a back line that'd be.
Unbelievable.
Be ridiculous.
Mm. Mate, have a great NRL round five, Reedy. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Take it easy.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.